These guys' work is really important. I really respect these people. They have been my classmates and teachers at the same time over there on Vancouver Island. I'm really looking forward. I'm really happy to see them here on this in this faraway place. And I'm really excited about the presentation. So please take it from here.
Hi, Josiah. Hosiam Sia ya. Is they could say stuff to the sweat stout tamoxy de creation. We take till Nama that Rayon Claxton. Plus Jim Tanard. What's this? Eat to eat there. It's got Galeno. Linguistic Professor Sonia Berg, University of Victoria, Student PhD Maida Percival, University of Toronto. Maybe I should translate that, I don't know. I'll do it later. But we have many thanks. We have our elder Ruby Peters, Tita Mott, Dolores Louis, Swiss Tunnel, what? Merle Seymour, Salt Salk. Our elders have been working very hard, working with many of our students, with the Masters of Linguistics of First Nation Language, Halkaminum. We have Professor or Dr. Donna Gertz from Simon Fraser University, and also the Social Science Research Council of Canada. Introducing our Halkaminum territories that are involved with our language, Halkaminum, from Nanus, Snowtonawas to Malahat, Nanus to Malahat. You could see it on the board. I'm sorry if I mentioned it. I did mention their Halkaminum names. So we see from Nanush to Malahat here. So those are some in some places a little different dialect, but we all understand each other. So if you don't know where that is in British Columbia, Vancouver Island, it's actually north of C8, where actually this name comes from, Chief Seattle. So, Halkaminum, approximately 40 L1 speakers. So, we're running out of speakers, and we have many programs that we're working together on to help our students. 200 fluent second language speakers, about 1,000 fluent speakers and learners. Several hundred fluent understanders, active language revitalization program designed to create new speakers. Halkaminum sounds, as you can see, we have 37 consonants, and 21 of them, I think, not in English. Other important features, long strings of consonants. For example, you see how long that word is, just for the word cougar. So many of our students really are learning
bees and the, you know, the linguistic part of it,
it's amazing how fast the next students are, how fast they're learning. Is to know.
You hope.
We have plenty of time.
Hajka. Kalenoch. Anthapat Ryan Claxton. Tonight Tanak. Culleton eat say out. We face many challenges in learning and strengthening our language. Part of the challenges that we have is that we have high standards as learners when it comes to pronunciation. Pronunciation is very important in our language because if you do not pronounce a word correctly, you can alter that word completely. So that's something that we work very hard at. And until very recently, we've had very little opportunity to develop our own capacity for learning the linguistics of our language. I'm lucky to be the part of a second cohort of Simon Fraser University's Masters of a First Nations Language, Hulkmeetnam. My teammates here, Sonia, Harvey, and George, were in the first cohort, and I really thank them for doing the work that they did. And there's no thorough phonetic description of our language. That's a challenge that we face. Right now we're starting a language nest and we're trying to think of the alphabet, how we're gonna teach our kids, what we're gonna call our letters. Those are all challenges that we face on a daily basis. My classmates and I, last year started a language nest, and we're all studying the linguistics of our language. So we're wanting to bring that home into our families. So just doing the best that we can. We have few opportunities with the low numbers of L1 speakers to hear natural speech that's not in a pedagogical context. So one of the challenges that I realize is learning in school, the pronunciation is very expressed in a very direct way and we're corrected. However, what I notice when I go into my community, I speak to my elders, my own Sulquan, it's quite a learning curve to hear natural speech, to hear it, to understand it, to know how to say it, and to use the proper intonation that they were just raised knowing. We have, a few opportunities for that. Popular teaching approaches that we've used until then are until now de-emphasize pronunciation. So methods like where are your keys and total physical response. We're not pinpointing, what the learners are doing. So that's as far as we are with the challenges. Part of the solution that we found last summer in our phonology class, we were introduced to using the software Pratt. It's a free software that you can download. I found Pratt to be very instrumental in my understanding of my language, what I was doing, and how I was doing it, and how I could correct myself. And once you learn that and bring it into the communities, you're given the opportunity to invest as much time as you want into it. And for us as a people, that's very important. We don't always have access. We do have linguists that come and teach us so much that is helpful, but just giving that knowledge in a way that we can deliver in a more relaxed setting, I think is going to open up a lot as far as pronunciation and strengthening our language. Pratt is emerging as an effective way of learning pronunciation. So what we see in Pratt is the duration. We can measure the duration, the pitch, the intensity, and the sound quality, the manners of articulation that we're using. And I feel that as an oral society, we're also a very visual society. So that goes hand in hand, I think, with this technology. So here's a picture of us last last summer in our class. Again, it's an Simon Fraser University-based Master's in Linguistics of a First Nations Language. For this particular course, Sonia Bird and Maida Percival instructed us. Donna Gertz is our professor who has really helped us get to this level and that we work with quite regularly on a daily basis. So the process that we took with Pratt was we were given training in Pratt. We all downloaded it onto our computers and we all sat in class time doing it. We recorded ourselves. We recorded less experienced L2 speakers. We recorded our elders and we analyzed all of that. We were able to pinpoint some struggles that are quite common in learners. And I think in doing that, we don't need to use this for everybody. But if we can learn the patterns, it's going to go a long way in teaching. So this is my own voice recording. And it was a lot of work going through trying to say this word. I probably spent, I don't even know how long. I won't say, it's kind of embarrassing. But what I was doing and what is very noticeable in learners, you can tell that many do this, is that you overcomplicate. So I couldn't tell what I was doing, and it was hard for our elders to describe to me what I was doing as well. So by being able to record it and look, I could see, oh, okay, I'm adding in a whole other consonant. So by doing that, I'm able to, maybe you can play the recording, yeah. This is with our elder, Stitamat. So we sat very long trying to teach me this word, and it really helps, I think, in a visual sense, but also sitting back and forth. I think this recorded data with our elders is going to be imperative moving forward for anyone else that is facing the same struggles.
Place like this, my first visit here. I've always gone south, but example two is the whole Camino plane versus ejective. Ejective is basically, in our language, is an emphasis or glottal stops, and I've been told that I use the glottal stops too much, so there's an example of Dolores pronouncing KW, Mokwit, and you can see where I emphasized even more. I was automatically placing glottal stops where they shouldn't have been. And that was a challenge for me because as an oral society, I heard our Hokomedum language at home, and it was always spoken at home, and then we were introduced to dictionaries and the written word, and we have Sonia is an expert at writing, say, pick a word like Hulkamitnam. If I hear it, I know what it is, but to spell it, so I'm, English language has overshadowed my Hulkamitnam. But with the Pratt, like, I really appreciate where my mistakes are, how I can correct them, and we use them with students.
I'm gonna play it.
Sorry.
I was just gonna play it. Do you want me to play it for you? Play the example?
I can probably can't hear you.
Example three?
No, I'll just play it. I was just
gonna
play
this
one?
Oh, sure.
The long or the short? Maybe the short.
Muckwit. Muckwit.
Oops, sorry.
Muckwit.
Muckwit.
Do you want the long one?
Sure. I'll go to the second one.
Okay.
Okay. Muckwit.
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 Now I'm going to go to the first one. Muckwit.
Muckwit.
Awa, you got the same sound. Muckwit. Muckwit.
Muckwit.
Still.
I'm a pauper.
Okay.
Anna Gert said I should get a t-shirt that says I'm a pauper. So, maybe I will.
No.
Okay.
So, the glottal stop's KW, and without the glottal stop, that's where I stumble, and with Pratt, I can see where I'm placing glottal stops where they shouldn't be. So, phonetic analysis as a pronunciation tool, pedagogy, raises awareness of detailed pronunciation features, helps develop both perception and production skills, both of which contribute to production ability. Basically, it takes out the guesswork out of pronunciation. It's right there. You can hear it. You can see it. And the students that we're teaching can appreciate and probably maybe a little quicker to learn. Our ultimatum language is sometimes very difficult in some of the ancient words that I've never heard, and so our two teachers inform us of that, and it's been a pleasure working with them, and they've helped us, including Professor Bird. Documentation serves to document speech details, facilitates transcription, work of previously recorded stories, builds our capacity to do this kind of work in our community and share it with others. I'm interested in this. I'm going to ask Sonia whether or not recordings in ultimatum can perhaps be used. We have some very ancient elders. Well, in 1950s recordings, and they have certain dialects from different places. So I think we all have accents, and every village has their way of pronouncing certain words that may differ from, say, a village up north, maybe 20, 30 miles away. And you can understand it, but there's a slight change in that.
So in conclusion, we have used Pratt to document the speech of the elders and all language learners of all ages, and we compare them. The language learners and the elders, we compare them, and the elders and as well as the professors will show where they need to make some changes, and also the students get to see where they're making mistakes and where they need to change. We have found Pratt is an effective tool for our learning. We hope to keep using Pratt as teachers. Harvey and George were talking about it before. They wanted to bring it into the high school. They're questioning maybe we should start putting it in the high school, showing the youth how to use Pratt so we can keep our language going so they can teach others at home or whatever. We hope by sharing our experiences might encourage others to incorporate this kind of technology and help revitalize all languages. Any questions?
Plenty of time for questions.
We'll all try and answer.
would you like to call them yourselves?
I lied when I said I translate.
Okay, sure.
So thank you for a very inspiring talk. It's really interesting to see how you're taking this technology and using it. I'm aware that you all have a lot of expertise in linguistics, and I'm wondering if you've tried this yet with people who aren't studying linguistics, and how you figured out how to talk to them about what they're seeing in the prod so that they can have the same benefits from it that you're getting.
We haven't gotten to that level yet. This class that we took was just last summer. So since then, they've been busy with their thesis work and whatnot, and I'm just starting. So I'm sure that's something that we will be expanding to, but right now we have a center, Hulkamitnam Language and Cultural Collective has a space for us where we have a Hulkamitnam Language Academy, and right now we have a diploma program running through there and a master's program. So we have plenty of learners to be getting samples from that way.
Thank you. Do you guys use like longer strings of speech to see things like prosody or whatever, if it's different from however you speak, you know, English, or how you're speaking?
That's actually, Michael, that's something that I do in my spare time. In our program, we'll have the elders translate. So we will create a resource. The elders will help us translate. They'll record it, and the goal is for us to learn how to teach it. So just listening to it repeatedly, looking at it to see, because there's definitely different speech in saying one word as opposed to just natural speech. The software is free to download for any language, and what you do is you upload your audio clips into it, and then you have to separate your consonants, your vowels, and whatnot. So you could input any data that you want into Pratt. It's not specified to one specific language.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you've had any challenges in using Pratt, like for example, maybe a learning curve or something. Because there are some other tools out there that will do very similar things, like WASP, which out of the University of Leeds, and that's it's a web-based audio program that will do the same thing pretty much, or WaveSurfer out of KTH in Stockholm is another program that also will do similar things with some of that stuff. So I'm just wondering if there's any challenges to that, and if maybe other tools might help with some of that.
I haven't noticed any. Well. The only thing that I actually was just at a speech in this room about pitch, and that's something that Pratt has difficulty following because of the glottals and ejectives, so it doesn't map it. I'm wondering if Matilda will. Yeah.
I'll just make a comment because I use Pratt for singing research to analyze song. And they've got a community, which is because it's free and it's for the whole world. There's an awful lot of information up there, so for anyone who had problems with it. And also, I did have a problem, and I contacted the developers in Amsterdam, and they answered me within 24 hours. So,
oh, wow.
So yeah, I think it's a fantastic issue.
And that's something we've also used Pratt for as well, with looking at music and looking at how we make authentic songs in our language. Mm-hmm.
Still have lots of time. If anybody has questions, feel free. There's seven or 8 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
I was just curious. In all of this, have you found there's a particular segment or type of segment or feature of the language that you would say it's been the most helpful with? Like, is there one in particular, or just overall, it's been very helpful?
I don't know if it's helpful, but it shows. It shows the clusters. We have a lot of clusters. George had talked about the clusters in our language. We have a lot of consonant clusters. And I know for myself, I'm not sure across the board, but for myself, it takes me more time to produce clusters. So, yeah.
Okay. clusters.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Definitely, like I would say, for example, there's a front K and a back K, which acoustic analysis is not very clear on. So it's good for ejectives. It's good for like noticing if you've inserted consonants or vowels or whatever. It's potentially good for pitch. We haven't played with it a whole lot, but we use other tools as well, because it is definitely the case that particular sounds are most kind of visually obvious using different kinds of tools.
Right.
So we've also played with ultrasound imaging, and that's really good for the viewer.
Thank you.
Question back here.
I wondered about if there's a limitation between like beginners, like if you are a low beginner, or if you get up to intermediate, or even higher than that, if you need to stop using it, or is it always helpful? Is it only helpful at a certain level of learning before it becomes almost like a crutch?
I don't.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking as a second language learner myself, like at what point is it most helpful in there? Where does it become less helpful?
From my own perspective, the amount of time that it takes to analyze your speech, you can't really use it as a crutch. So you can use it to look at for patterns or to see what you may be doing wrong, but it can take a lot of time to do. So unless you have like nothing else to do, you couldn't use it for a crutch to learn the language. Yeah.
But I think it's definitely like one thing about it is that like you guys are all, they have a level of Halkamitnam already. I think if just like absolute raw beginners used it, it could be pretty intimidating, right? Like it's really focused pronunciation work, and I think you have to be a bit careful not to, because it could be, if you're just starting, it could be intimidating to be so focused on pronunciation.
Yeah.
I think on the advanced level, it becomes less about maybe you're less about second language learning and more about variation across speakers, which is also super interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what draws your attention to a problem. Is this something that you first see when looking at the Pratt, or something first that an elder says, you're not doing it right, look at that more carefully?
So for me, I struggled with this word for a long time before I was introduced to Pratt. So it wasn't Pratt that pointed it out to me, and it's the same. Now I'm trying to analyze my KWs and QWs, and I know for sure that I can't do the adjectives. So it's something that I'm like that I turned to, it didn't point it out.
We have a L1 speaker, Dolores Louie, and she places emphasis on pronunciation, and in Halkamitnam, kalait means do it again, so I'm still echoing in my ear because she's and when she says it, the volume went up and I knew, oh, I better get it pretty quick or else.
Yeah, I did find that I could only get so far sitting with the elder. I couldn't see it, I couldn't hear it, I didn't know what I was doing at all. So there was no progression, and then hopefully I've progressed a little with Pratt.
So in a sense it's a diagnostic tool, it's saying here's where your problem is, but then afterwards you need to go and find a way to kind of improve that. What sort of things do you do when you go, oh my goodness, there's this thing I do?
Well, right now we're lucky to have these elders that dedicate their lives to teaching us the language. So that was something that the elder had taught me while I was working on that word. She told me to say a word. She made me say all of these words that included that TTH ejective. And then once I nailed one, she said, okay, just say that over and over and over and over again. And anytime you have to say a word with a TTH glottal, say that word to yourself and then say the word. And I found that that was a very effective means of doing that.
One more minute, if there's one question.
I'm wondering how you do your recordings. Like what sort of apparatus do you use?
At our Halkamitnam Language Academy, we use a Yeti mic on a foam. And we have a soundproof room, and we record that way. We use Audacity, and then we change it to a WAV file, load it into Pratt, and.
All right, we're out of time now, but thank you very much.
Thank you.